Good morning. We've seen that there is a prohibition in Iser Derabanan to do business with non-Jews, in particular pagans, during their holiday season, in particular on the holiday itself, and in Eretz Yisrael 3 days in advance as well. And in Chutz Laretz, we are only strict about the day itself, but not 3 days in advance. So Mikar Din in Israel, it's a total of 4 days. The day of the holiday itself and 3 days in advance, and Mikar Din Chutz Laretz, it's just the day of the holiday itself. And the concern of doing business with the non-Jews is that they may go and thank their deity for our having done business with them, for their having gotten a good deal from selling something to us, from getting a big good purchase from us, lending, borrowing, etc. So those all fall within the prohibition. And we saw that it's not only those type of transactions, but also the giving and receiving of gifts are prohibited as well. So today, our question is actually Tosus' question on Avodah Zarah Beis Amud Aleph Vekasha. Tosud asks, so what is the world reliant on that we see that they are doing business not only in 3 days in advance, but on the day itself? On the holiday, the pagan holiday itself, people are not makbid of this. And in particular, as we've mentioned, every week there's a Sunday, which is their quote-unquote Sabbath. So we have to be makbid on that day as well. And we see that people are not. And then Tosfos continues, and he says, and don't tell me that the reason is because in Chulin, Yud Gimel on Mabez, it says, the Ovde Kochavich of Chutz Laretz, that the pagans, the non-Jews in Chutz Laretz, are not considered pagans because it's Minach HaVaseim B'Yadeim, because they're simply following along the rites and rituals of their ancestors, but they're really not into it themselves, they're really not idolaters, because we know that there in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Zayin Amud Beis, Shmuel says that in Chutz Laretz, this halacha applies on the holiday itself. So it's explicit in the Gemara that we cannot be lenient saying non-Jews and Chutz Laretz are not idolaters, because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us specifically that this prohibition does apply to them as well. So in fact, there are a number of eterim, a number of leniencies brought by the poskim, why indeed we can be lenient to do business with them, even on the days of their pagan holidays as well. So we'll go through a few of them. The first one is Mishum Eva, to avoid hatred, to avoid tension with them, it would be permitted. So there are a number of Rishonim that bring this. The Ritva says as follows, V'chol Hecha De'ika Eva, in any situation that there is going to be hatred, we're going to be causing tension with the non-Jews, it would not be prohibited based on the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah that says we cannot do business with them, even if it's on the holiday itself, she'isur ze'eino ela midirabanan, because this prohibition of not doing business transactions with the non-Jews is only rabbanan, rabbinic in nature, and because of a chashash, because of a concern, maybe they will go and worship their deity and say thank you to their deity for our having done business with them. And accordingly, this is not an absolute prohibition that applies across the board. So accordingly, the Ritva tells us another Rishonim as well, that when there's going to cause, our non-doing business with them is going to cause Eva, is going to cause friction and hatred by the non-Jews toward us, we are lenient on this rabbinic prohibition. So that is number one. Number two, as we saw in the Gemara of Avodah itself, that there indeed were Amoraim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rava, that they were lenient and did not refrain from giving gifts to their non-Jewish friends on the holiday itself, even on the holiday itself. And they said, Kimlan begavayu delopalchu, we know in fact that they will not go and go worship, say thank you, give homage to their deity because they received a gift from us. So we see here that it is not a blanket prohibition. If we know that the person that we're going to do business with, we want to do business with, we want to send a gift to, if we need to send a gift to on the holiday, if we know that they will not actually go and worship, then it would indeed be permitted. So that is heter number two. Heter number three is as follows. There's a Rabbeinu Tam that explained, Asur laseis v'laseis imam davka b'midei didikroves. The real prohibition is to do business with them in items that they will go and use in their worship. So if they would go and we would sell them an animal and they're going to go sacrifice it to their deity, or they're going to go use the wine that we sell them in their avodah, or the matzah that we sell as their wafer, something like that, that would absolutely be prohibited, but things that are not going to be used in the actual tikrovis, the actual worship of their deity, that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, will be permitted. So that is number three. Number four, there's a Rashba that says that if we have a davar ha'aved, if we will be incurring a loss because of this prohibition, the prohibition will not apply. So he says as follows. We'll read a little bit more of the language necessary. Diyesh matirin liknos mehem birud ubiyom hashuk. There are those who say it's permitted to purchase from them on a day of the shuk. When there's a Yerud, is like the festival that they're selling. It's like a flea market, an open market that they're selling. Yom HaShuk, the day that everyone comes in and they're selling out in the marketplace. Vafilu b'yom ha'ed, kol davar shu tzarich l'lokcho. And even on the day of their holiday itself, we would be permitted to buy from them things that we need. Maybe we're only going to be able to find them during the open market day. It's not that the store is open every single day and we can get it all the time. It just happens to be that there's a marketplace open and on the day of their festivity. It happens to be their festivity is the day that the market is open. And that's my opportunity to find the item. Otherwise, I may not be able to find it. The heavy leila gabedi day. Davar ha'aved, and this for the Jew is going to be a davar ha'aved if he doesn't seize the opportunity and purchase it now. So that would be number four. And number five is, this is a ritva, it says, Mishuim chaye nefesh, things that we absolutely need or absolutely necessary for us, we would be permitted to buy. So there we have it. Five, there are actually more brought in the Rishonim, but those are the five that we'll go through today. And in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow, we will see halacha lemaisa. Do we have to be strict about the original gzeira, original rabbinic decree to not do business and give gifts and receive gifts from them during the holiday seasons? Or can we rely on these leniencies brought by the Rishonim? Have a wonderful day.